यदा हि धर्मश ग्लानिर भवति भारत अद्युतानं मधर्मश तदात्मानं सृजाम्यहम् परित्राणाय साधुना विनाशाय च दुष्कृता धर्म संस्थापना युगे युगे शंभवामि युगे युगे हरेर्नाम हरेर्नामैव केवलम् कलौ नास्तेव नास्तेव नास्ते गतिरन्नथा कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे
Hare Krishna and welcome to our weekly Krishna Conscious program. And I also wish everyone a very happy Diwali and a very prosperous and Krishna Conscious New Year. I'd like to also remind you that tomorrow we'll be celebrating Govardhan and Gopuja at the temple starting at 11. Please come along, join us and do your Gopuja and Govardhan Puja at the same time. Currently we are passing through the month of Kartik or Damodar month, and today I'm going to tell you the importance of Kartik and the Mahatmya, the benefits of Kartik, how we should be celebrating Kartik, what we should be doing, and what are the benefits of it. Ham Shri Radha Raman Prabhu Prabhavadiyasya Tat Prastah Kartik Sevito Bhavet. I take shelter in the Supreme Lord Damodar, who is Srimati Radhika's beloved and under whose influence his dearest month Kartik or Damodar can be saved. The activities to be performed during Kartik are exhaustively dealt with in Puranas such as Skanda and Padma Puran. Here I am summarizing the essential features of those descriptions. In this month, a Vaishnava should regularly worship Sri Damodar and undertake vows such as bathing before sunrise, giving alms, and so on. It's a dialogue between Narad and Lord Brahma. Lord Brahma is saying, telling Narad, O Narad, best of pious souls, after attaining the rare human form, whoever does not follow the duties prescribed for Kartik is like a murderer of his mother and father. One who wastes this month without undertaking any work is excluded from any religious duty and will be born in an animal species. Such an individual shall be counted among Brahman murderers, cow slaughterers, gold thieves, and congenital liars. In this person, if this person is a widow, hell is her secure destination. If he is a householder, other pious deeds will be worthless, and he will reside in hell until the dissolution of the universe. If he is a Brahman, he will be neglected by all the demigods, beginning with Indra. Iskanda Purana, dialogue between Brahma and Narad continues. Greatness of Kartik. Brahma says, first I shall discuss the general virtues of Kartik, and then I will deal with the specific activities and places related to it. General virtues of Kartik, the merits accrued by bathing in all holy places and performing all sorts of charities cannot match the result attainable in this month, even if multiplied by the millions. My dear son, visiting holy places, performing and giving dakshina, residing in Pushkar and Kurukshetra or in the Himalayas, or offering in charity the weight of Mount Meru in gold, are all very nice. But only Kartik is dear to Kesho in all respects. O Narad, these are the facts. In this month, pious deeds aimed at Sri Vishnu's satisfaction yield imperishable fruits, for this is the best month, the holiest among the holy, and the purest among the purifiers. O Narad, the merits and demerits obtained during Kartik are like rivers, mountains, and oceans, in that they are never exhausted. There is no month equal to Kartik. O great sage, this is the best month and is always dear to Vaishnavas. By saving Kartik with devotion, a Vaishnava can deliver any of his ancestors who are suffering in hell. Of the 12 months, this month is particularly dear to Sri Krishna. Sri Vishnu certainly rewards the devotee who worship him during Kartik with residence in his own abode, if that is Mathura, even if worshipped with minimal items. Damodar is famous as Bhaktavatsal, and his month imbibes his characteristics. He rewards even a tiny effort with huge results. Of all living species, the human form is seldom achieved by the incarnated beings. And throughout his existence, the month of Kartik, which is so dear to Hari, is even rarer. Virtues of Kartik Varti. In this world, the result of vows last for one lifetime only. But the effects of Kartik Varti extend up to 100 lives. O best of Brahmins, Brahma is addressing Narada. The results of bathing in Akura Tirtha while fasting on the full moon day of Kartik can be achieved simply by hearing about this Vaishnava Varta. Simply by hearing, don't have to go to Braj to bathe in Akura Tirtha. This type of Varta yields pious results equal to those available from pilgrimages to Varanasi, Kurukshetra, Narsimha, Pushkar, etc. By undertaking this Varta, even a person who never performs sacrifices and who never offers pinda to his ancestors can attain the status of a Vaishnava by restricting his usual eating habits in the course of this Kartik Varta. One will definitely obtain liberation, earning a form similar to Krishna's. O eminent sage, after executing a Kartik Varta, a person will not take any more low births. Be he a Brahman, a Kshatriya, a Vaishya, or a Sudra, a celebrated sage, a person who undertakes the Vaishnava Varta according to his best capacity, has liberation already waiting on his palm. A Varta yields the maximum results even when minimally performed during Kartik. This month is worshipped even by Dev Rishis and Pitrus. Virtues of specific activities, O excellent Brahman, charity, penance, home, and japa all give unfading results when performed during Kartik. Moreover, whatever one donates, especially eatables, for Lord Vishnu's satisfaction yields perpetual results. Whoever sits in swastik asana during this month is rewarded with a full year worth of Agnihotra sacrifice. A woman who draws a mandal in the temple of Kesho will shine in heaven like a kapiti bird. The man who regularly offers meals to Sri Vishnu during Kartik will not meet with calamities throughout the reign of 14 Indras. Donating sesame, bathing in a river, hearing saintly discourses, saving saintly persons, all confer liberation when performed during Kartik. In this month, the merit of donating 1,000 cows accrues to the person who is awake in front of Sri Damodar at dawn and Sri Vishnu's abode is at hand. For someone who is awake during the last yama of the night, Kartik vartas like saving saints, feeding cows, hearing holy discourses, worship, that is hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, especially the Damodar Lila, Damodar pastime, worshipping Sri Vishnu, and being awake during the last 3 hours of the night are all rare feats in the age of Kali. The merits of bathing in Sannihati Lake, Kurukshetra, on Sunday at the time of a solar eclipse or is obtained by a single bath during Kartik. O great sage, there is perpetual value in grains and water offered to ancestors during Kartik, Sri Krishna's dearest month. O Narad, just by passing this month in the merriment of music, one may not take birth again. I have personally witnessed this. During Kartik, every step heals the benefit of an Ashwamedh sacrifice while circumambulating Sri Vishnu's temple. By singing, playing, or dancing with devotion before Lord Hari, one reaches the eternal realm, that is Vaikuntha Dham. By reading Sri Hari's thousand names or the episode of Gajendra liberation, one will never again experience birth or death. By reciting prayers and singing during Kartik, one will dwell in Sweta Dweep along with his ancestors. O great sage, by offering eatables to Sri Hari, one will reside in heaven for as many yugas as the number of grains in the foodstuff he has offered. By burning Agru and Kempa for the pleasure of the Lord, one will take birth, one will not take birth again, not even when the yuga will end. Moreover, for those who hear Vishnu Katha in this month, each half verse or quota of a verse heals the fruits of donating 100 cows. Indeed, O great sage, all other duties should be given up in favor of hearing scriptures from holy men, be it for spiritual benefit or with other expectations. By engaging in Harikatha, one uplifts hundreds of his family's generations. A person will burn all sinful reactions and gain the fruit of 10,000 sacrifices for each day of Kartik spent in the delight of the scriptures. In fact, Madhusudan is not as pleased by sacrifices or by charity of cows and elephants as he is pleased by discourses from the scriptures during Kartik. O eminent sage, by hearing Harikatha, one can transcend the distress accumulated in millions of births. by regularly trying to read Srimad Bhagavatam during this month, one gains the benefit of reading all 18 Puranas. Furthermore, during Kartik, a man should cultivate supreme devotion by living among the Vaishnavas, at cost of giving up acts of piety and other prescribed duties. It's a Skand Puran dialogue between Brahma and Narad. In this month, one who sleeps on the floor, maintains celibacy, worships Sri Damodar, and eats only food offered to Lord Hari, that is, Lord Hari's prasad, is freed from all sins and will taste the bliss of Lord Vishnu in Vaikuntha. By bathing at dawn, controlling the senses, performing japa, and eating prasad throughout Kartik, one is freed from all sins, and by eating only once a day, he will become famous, strong, and courageous. Thousands of offenses and even the greatest sin of someone who worship Lord Hari during Kartik will all be forgiven. And if he offers to Sri Vishnu his favorite candied sugar and sweet rice with ghee and honors the Lord's remnants, he gains the same merit of performing sacrifices day after day. Those who bathe, stay awake, offers lamp and care for Tulsi's gardens during Kartik will obtain a form similar to Lord Vishnu's. Those who perform these practices in just 3 days before the object of the demigod's prayers, that is the last 3 days, what then shall I say about those who can do it throughout their life? Types of Kartik were specific for Kartika: Hari Jagaran, bathing at dawn, tending Tulsi, completing a charitable work, and offering deepest that ghee lamp to Lord Damodar. A person who undertakes these 5 vows can attain both bhukti and mukti. I repeat that Hari Jagaran, that is, being awake in the last 3 hours of the day, bathing at dawn, tending Tulsi plants, completing a charitable work, and offering ghee lamp. A person who undertakes these 5 vows can attain both bhakti and mukti. Hari Jagaran may be performed in temples of Vishnu or Shiva, or in places where Tulsi grows. A person who cannot get bathing water for his oblation, or who is sick, should purify himself by chanting Lord Vishnu's names, the Vishnu Sahasranam. If one is unable to offer a ghee lamp or sesame oil lamp, one can endeavor to revive another's deep or protect it from wind. In the absence of Tulsi plant, one can save Vaishnavas and Brahmins instead. The sins accumulated in millions of kalpas vanish in an instant when a deep is offered during Kartik to Lord Damodar. O great Brahman, listen to these deep verses, which are dear to Kesho. By offering a deep in this month, a person will not take birth on earth again. This deep done bestows all the benefits available at Kurukshetra during solar eclipse and at Narmada during lunar eclipse. Multiplied by millions, O great sage, what is the value of Ashwamedh sacrifice for someone who in this month lights ghee or sesame oil lamps and offers to Lord Damodar? By this offering to the Lord, all prescribed activities, even if devoid of mantra, rituals, and cleanliness, are brought to perfection. Anyone who offers deepis to Kesho during Kartik is actually performing all sorts of oblutions and sacrifice ceremonies. We should also endeavor to chant Damodar Ashtakam during the month while offering the lamp. On the other hand, All pious deeds of the three worlds are not effective if this Kartik Deep does not burn before Lord Keshav. O Brahman, since time immemorial, the ancestors are praying. If a Saikan who can please Lord Keshav by this Deep Dhan would appear in our lineage, we would certainly all become liberated by the mercy of the Lord, who has a chakra on his hand. Moreover, even if the volume of one's sins equals Mount Meru, his Deep Dhan can certainly incinerate them. Be in a temple of Lord Vasudev or in one's private house, this offering yields amazing results. Indeed, the person who lights this deep of sacrifice and ablutions, the person who lights this deep before Madhusudan is fortunate and glorious, because even hundreds of sacrifices and oblations in holy places cannot match the results instantly acquired by this deep dhan. Even one who never performs religious rituals, or even the worst sinner, will surely be purified by this offering. O Narad, in the three worlds there is no sin that can stand before this Kartik Deep. In fact, by presenting this deep before Lord Vasudev, the eternal abode can be reached without obstruction. Now I will tell you about the merits acquiring to one who offers a deep with Kempa throughout Kartik, or particularly on the day of Dwadasi. O Narad, all the born or to be born members of one's family line, including all the innumerable forefathers, will enjoy in heaven for a long time according to their wishes, and will attain liberation by the grace of Lord Hari, who has a chakra on his hand. In this month, O great Brahman, a person who illuminates Lord Keshav's temple purifies his family up to 7 generations. And those who kindle this Kartik Deep in a temple of Lord Vishnu or at their residence will prosper with wealth, progeny, and reputation and fame. Just as friction manifests the fire inherent in any wood, so this Deep Dhan undoubtedly manifests dharma present in any action. A person who kindles an akhand deep before Lord Hari will live for Lord Hari's place. Person revives a deep of Hari's temple. Deep in Hari's temple shall never suffer Yamraj torments again. The results of reviving someone else's deep during Kartik cannot be obtained by any other means, not even by the greatest sacrifices. Once even a mouse attained the rare human form and reached the supreme destination after reviving a deep on Ekadasi, I just restate. The least we can do during Kartik, there's 2 more weeks left. The Kartik started on 14th of October and we'll end that by next Ekadasi. If we offer, at least get a picture of Lord Damodar. Lord Damodar picture is where when Mother Yashoda is tying baby Krishna to the motor. If nothing, Krishna, any Krishna's photo, picture or murti will do. Offer ghee lamp, if not ghee lamp, sesame seed oil. And chant Damodar Ashtakam, Namamishwaram, Sachidananda. You can Google it and download from on your phone. It is available all over the place. You can play that if you can't sing. Come to at our Hare Krishna temple every morning at 7 and evening at 7 arti. You will get an opportunity to offer ghilam to Lord Damodar. Tomorrow we are celebrating Gau Puja and Govardhan Puja. Please come and join us and enjoy the festival. Participate in the festival for the pleasure of the Lord. And these days, Bhagavatam Katha is available on YouTube everywhere. If you don't have Srimad Bhagavatam book, you can watch or listen to Bhagavat Katha from any source. These two things will give us so much merit that you've heard this inexhaustible. Let's hear some kirtan.
Hey Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Hare Krishna
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama.